Father Jehovah, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page 51. So let's actually begin from the beginning of that section. Hayichol shachal lefateach avchana, leftuach avchana, modos la'atzmicha, zuas chala pesach ledvarim harbe. The ability to go ahead and literally open up the ability to discern, the ability to introspect, the ability to understand things within yourself. So this is the gateway to many different things in life. Sima slave, attentiveness, hamodosh nimtzas etzlecha berosh zehashar. So ultimately, the ability to pay attention and the ability to understand those realities that are in close proximity to you, this is the gateway to many different things. Hakol holech acharei harosh. Everything, of course, we know, follows the Rosh. Eifo sharosh nimsa, l'sham hakol yavo achakach. This is an incredible yisod. Everything follows the Rosh, which means wherever your head is, the rest of your body will follow afterwards. Kim harosh lo oved, if the head does not work, klum lo mitkade, nothing else advances. Now we're going to discuss this in just a little bit, just a moment. Look at the next paragraph. Hakol maschil b'deya. That's why everything at the end of the day begins with deya, begins with understanding. He says, "Gedol deya shenitla bein shtei osios omeres hagemara bebrachos." Deya is great because deya has literally been stated; she's been placed between two letters. What does that mean? Gedol deya shenitna bein shnei shemos of shel hakadosh baruch hu, kel deos Hashem. So the Gemara points out that the Pasuk says, Kel Deos Hashem, God is a God of knowledge. So the idea, you see how important Deah is, that Deah is sandwiched in between two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi Shalom Mefatech HaSadas, therefore one who does not develop or open up his Das, Mi Shalom Meshachlel Osa Kol Hazman, Nimtze B'choshech. Therefore, one who lives life without his deya, without his knowledge. And also, we've defined what this means already, what this deya is. This deya is this introspection. This deya is this havdalah. Someone who lives without this, essentially, lives in darkness. So actually, before we get to this, just this idea, by the way, that the Mechaber said, that Rav Kashtil spoke about, in terms of where your head is, that's where everything else follows afterwards. So this is actually very interesting. You know, the Maral brings down on the pasuk where it says, "Vayikach Kadosh Baruch Hu vayikach es ha'adam vayanicheo began Eden." So Kadosh Baruch Hu took Adam Arishon and he placed him in Gan Eden. So Rashi says, "What does it mean vayikach es ha'adam lakcho bedvarim?" He took him with words. How beautiful this place is. So it happens again, by the way, where the Torah says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Gassas to Moshe, Kach es Aaron, take Aaron, and make him the Kohen Gadol. And there again, Rashi says, Kach es Aaron, Kachenu bidvarim. Take him with words. So the Maral in Gurayah says, I don't understand. Why do you have to say that Kach, Rashi, why is it Kach means Kach with words? Maybe Kach literally means what? Okay. Right? God picked up Adam and he said, "You go," or he didn't pick him up. "Go to Gan Eden." What does it mean? Kaches Aaron. You're the Kohen Gadol. Not really a discussion, not really up for debate. You are the Kohen Gadol. So the Maral says something that I think is life altering. The Maral says that sometimes in life, your body could be in one place, but your mind is somewhere totally different. Body could be in one place, but your mind is somewhere totally different. Like about 5:45 in the morning, right? So he says something amazing. He says that unless, of course, a person buys into a process, then at the end of the day, they could be physically vested, but they're not intellectually or emotionally vested. So says the Maral something amazing. He says, Cheshbaruch would have told Adam, "You must go to Gan Eden." Adam's not going to disobey God. He's going to go to Gan Eden. What's the problem? His body will be there. His mind will not. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Aaron, you have to be the Kohen Gadol." If Aaron is compelled to be the Kohen Gadol, Aaron's body will be there. but his mind will not. It's an incredible, and that's really what Rav Kashdil was alluding to. I think it's always an amazing thing. You see this, by the way, all the time, where if you force someone to do something, you try to force someone to do something, so what happens? So they'll do it. They'll do it begrudgingly. And then they'll do a half-hearted job because at the end of the day, they're not really interested. They're not really interested. So they'll go out and they'll do whatever they can, but they won't actually go ahead and put their all into it because they're not emotionally vested in it. So this is what Ramchal is saying over here, which is that in order to be able to go ahead and really accomplish anything in life, you require the Rosh. If the Rosh is not there, if the Deah is not there, nothing's going to happen. Okay, so now go back. So remember again, someone who is enveloped in darkness ultimately finds himself entangled in this world with two fundamental problems. What are the two fundamental problems? Hinehu keholich b'choshech, sheyesh lefanav michsholos, ve'ein einav roos osam. So first of all, he's walking in darkness. There are stumbling blocks in front of him, but his eyes do not see those stumbling blocks. V'hu mash amru zechorom levracha, tashes choshech vihi layla, ze'olam hazeh shedom alayla. So problem number one. Problem number one is if I walk through life without das, I walk through life without understanding, without havdalah, without introspection, it's like I'm walking blind, like I'm walking in the darkness, right? And what's the problem? So walking in the darkness by itself is not inherently a problem. The problem is when you walk in the darkness and what? And there are stumbling blocks all over. That's ultimately where things are problematic. Mishalo madlik es arha neshama, bless you. One who does not kindle the light of the neshama, asu mahalich bechayev kibiso chalayla. Then what happens? Someone who does not, this is such a beautiful lashon, someone who does not ignite the light of the soul, he can walk through life like walking through the darkness. Lama, page 52. Why is that? It says, Vahavein, kama nifla hama'amar ha'amiti hazeh, v'misha ma'amik lahavin bo. Let's understand this a little bit more. Ki hine choshech halayla, shnei minei ta'uyos efshar lo sheyigrom la'ina adam. So the Ramchal writes that when a person is walking in darkness, there are two potential problems that come up for the individual. What are the two problems? O yichaseh sa'ayin, ad shlo yira ma'ash lefanav klal. So problem number one is that you don't see what's in front of you at all. You just simply don't see what's in front of you. And problem number two, O sheyate oso ad sheyare lo amud ki iluhu adam, va adam ki iluhu amud. It's actually quite profound. So two problems that come up at night. Problem number one is you see nothing at all. Problem number two is that you see certain things and you mistake them for others. Right? You see a pillar and you think it's a person. You see a person and you think it's a person. What's it? See, hear this? Two problems with darkness. Number one, sometimes you won't see things at all. Number two, sometimes you'll be mistaken in what you see. You think it's A, but it's really B. Hatos harishona, hu he sha'ata pashat lo roa. So I will say the first problem of living life in darkness, the first problem ultimately, again, of not being able to see, of being shrouded in darkness, is that a person, mamish, does not see. I just don't see anything. Ata b'choshech. It's simply dark outside. V'ata osa sheni. The second problem, ikashem erishon, Rav Tramcha writes, the second problem is even more intense than the first. Hu shemata re'iyasam ad sheroa hara ki iluhu mamish tov v'atov ki iluhu ra. So we'll say the second problem is much more acute, which is that I don't see life for what it really is. And chas v'shalom, again, that which looks evil, I can erroneously think it's good. And that which looks good, I can chas v'shalom erroneously think it's evil. This is the problem when I walk through life without das. When I walk through life, again, without this deah, without this ability to introspect, without this ability to do havdalah, then at the end of the day, not only is it dark and I could potentially stumble over things, it will say, if you stumble over something, so okay, it's bad, but at least I know that I stumbled, I could get back up. And again, maybe my eyes could adjust to the darkness a little bit to be able to see the stumbling block a little bit later on. But when it's so dark that literally I can't see things for what they are, that's when we get ourselves into the worst of life trouble. Hatolos harishona ze sha'ata pashat lo yodea l'navik b'choshech lo roa. The first problem, of course, is that I literally don't know how to navigate in the darkness because I don't see. Hatos hashnia yoser kasha. The second mistake we'll say is even more acute. Sha'ata batuach shiyesh sela ve'afsha lidroch halav aval zelo sela zebor. The second problem we'll say is even more acute, which is what? That I think I see in front of me a stone. Okay, no problem. I can walk over that stone. The only problem is what? It's not a stone. It's a pit. Bless you. It's not a stone, it's a pit. And therefore, what ends up happening? That which I think I could go ahead and step over, it turns out that chas v'shalom, I fall into. So this says the Ramchal, it says Rav Kashtiel, are the major issues we run into when a person walks through life without daya, a person walks through life without das, that ultimately, again, I struggle because I'm enshrouded in darkness, and even worse, I don't see things for what they really are. So let's just read one more paragraph. So look at the next section. I think I'm standing on solid ground, but in reality it's a pit. One more paragraph. So remember again, this second issue is even more critical than the first. This idea that I think I see what's in front of me, but I'm really mistaken, is even more acute than the first, where I'm just walking in darkness. I think that in front of me there's a path, but in reality there's an abyss. Atachai b'dimyon v'ashalyo. Ki matolo yodea ma la'asos ki choshuch, v'atolo roe, az ato poshut b'mokom lo zaz. So I will say, here's the problem at the end of the day. That if I'm living in darkness, and I know that I can't really see things for what they are, I look like a stone, but I know there's possibly that there's a pit. So I will say, so what's my reaction to that? I don't move. I simply remain in place, too scared, too paralyzed to make a move, too paralyzed to do anything, because at the end of the day, I'm so scared of tripping over or falling into that which I cannot see. So amazingly enough, when a person realizes that because of their das, they're enshrouded in choshech, so at first they may stumble over things, and at first they may see that they're mistaking certain objects for other things, but over time what ends up happening is a life paralysis. Person is just so scared to make a move because they realize they don't know amazeh v'amazeh, that ultimately they remain in place. So I will say, all right, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up a minute on top of page 53 tomorrow.